2.4, Accessing Law Books, the Index. When you're in a law library, the index is everything. There are very few exceptions of books that don't have indexes. In fact, there are only two that I can think of. Even one major set of and series of books, The Reporters, while they don't have indexes themselves, they have another book called A Digest that acts as an index. So it's really important that you understand this concept. Make sure you study this pretty well. You can take a look at the viewpoint on this page to get a graphical description and guide of how to use an index. Under paralegal perspective, we have a couple of items. Index signals, and I love that phrase, signals are our friends. When you see infra or see here or go here, supra, some people get frustrated because it means they didn't find it. But what it's telling you is, yes, we've got it, but not here. So if you're researching under the topic of privilege and you see something that says see communication supra, that just means you have to go to the term communication above, because that's where we deal with the concept of privilege. So then you would go to the C's, look under communication, and under communication you would look for privilege as a subheading under communication. So it's really important that you not get frustrated. The more you use indexes, the better off you will be, and the more comfortable you will get. It's also important to understand the hierarchical system of an index, meaning that every indent means that indented item is related to the previous line above. It's hard to discuss that without actually having a PowerPoint in front of us, but if you look at the textbook, you'll see that example, and if you look at the viewpoint on this website, you'll understand that also. And of course, we have exercise answers here as well, and commonly asked questions.